I point out something else, too, that going back and looking at the old databases, the ACCENT database, as we reported at ASCO last year, showed some very interesting information. Patients with primary stage 2 colon cancer had a more indolent natural history once they recurred. They lived longer than those that had primary stage 3, and those that had a very long disease-free interval before recurrence also had more indolent disease thereafter. And so I'd submit that we may already have some clinical parameters that you could use to help select patients that might be candidates for treatment holidays, if you will, in conjunction with all of the other clinical factors that have been mentioned.
We chatted about that recently, and maybe if you could talk a little bit about why you think maybe you saw that, that these patients who initially were stage 2, when they recurred, had more indolent disease than the ones who were initially stage 3.
It's really surprising to me. My initial thought was, these must be different diseases. There must be a different molecular profile in the stage 2 patients versus stage 3. But in the work that we've been doing with Genomic Health and the information that we presented at this meeting, there is no significant difference in gene profile in patients with stage 2 versus stage 3. So perhaps what it is that patients with stage 3 disease that present with stage 3 are a little longer in the continuum of their natural history, and so that once they recur, they're closer to the end of their overall natural history of their disease process. That's a speculation, but it's the best I can do.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense, but kind of what I took from that is that maybe they have more micrometastatic disease.
Maybe.
Howard, what do you think about that explanation?